Boss Shark, DC 101. We're standing in his front yard, which he has had completely mined at a cost of $150,000. Notice as I throw this ripe melon randomly out on the lawn. It sets off a gargantuan explosion, shrapnel filling the air to keep away what he affectionately calls the mega tray. Let's step around to the rear of the house now. We see the back porch from which Nino Grismanelli shoots little animals with a .22 caliber rifle. You'll see numerous dead chipmunks and woodchucks scattering the lawn. Coming inside the first room you see, oftentimes the first room he needs, is his porcelain convenience, better known as the bathroom to the rest of us, where he takes his infamous massive gossips. In here, you will see the bowl of fruit that awaits, so he has something to chew on while he is in mid-expulsion, and you also see the pack of camels that is ever ready for his gratification. Notice, if you will, the singe marks on the wall, the way the paper is peeling from the vociferous of this man's brackish expulsion. Nino Grismanelli, a man who enjoys a good expulsion. Moving into the kitchen, on the countertop you see a dozen Bavarian creams kept at the ready. That's his beautiful wife Nini there, cooking up some trout almondine with tartals akimbo, and massive tartals they are. Here's the help. This is Alberta, the maid, and Carruthers, the butler. Moving into the bedroom, which I'm sure you've all wanted to see, you notice this gargantuan double king-size bed. Notice the speckle marks on the bedspread, the teeth marks on the headboard, the Kerry lotion, where he gets his full-body massages, and it has earned him the nickname of Private First Class Noodle. Over here on the nightstand, it's a very essential piece of equipment in the Grismanelli lifestyle. Oft times when his wife's away, the grease will play. Here we have an original model vacuum jack with Velcro strap and adjustable cuff. Notice it's still warm, meaning he's had a real... Yes, he is smoking a camel. So apparently it's out. So speaking of smoking camels, speaking of Nino Grismanelli, let's see if we can find him somewhere in the house. There is a room here that I, Robert Leach, will open, even though it says do not open at all. It is marked in private, but let's see what's inside. My God, there's the grease now. It looks like he's doing a bit of stump breaking, proving once again you can take the boy out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the boy. This is Robin Leach from the Grease Palace with the lifestyles of the rich and famous.